Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We'll always have conspiracy theories when you have very challenging public health crises. They are nothing but distractions. You know, I can assure you, we have so much to do to protect the health and the welfare of the American people that I would just hope we just put those conspiracy stuff and let somebody write a book about it later on, but not now.
The problem is you got some people out there who are fanning these conspiracy claims from the planet Pluto. And it's just disgusting what they're trying to say of all these crazy deep state malarkey.
Well, later on, when the records were made public, it was not a conspiracy theory from the planet of Pluto, actually. There were inflated deaths. They were even taking gunshot wounds and categorizing them as COVID deaths.
You're saying there is a massive pressure to artificially inflate the number of COVID-19 cases?
Yeah, I have directly been told to, if a patient has fever and cough or anything similar, to put this COVID-like diagnosis on the chart.
One of the big things the corporate media does to deceive the public is say, oh, there's all these crazies that don't believe a virus even exists. And they're saying nobody's dying. That's not what we're saying.
COVID-19 is the greatest fraud ever pushed on mankind. It is not about a virus.
I believe this is a psychological war upon society.
What are the history books going to say about you? Did you stand up for common sense and critical thinking? I think the answer is clear what I'm going to be doing. What are you going to be doing?
Secure your copy of COVIDland at COVIDland.com and start fighting back against the globalist lies. Wednesday, September 15th, 2021, is a special day for InfoWars. It's also going to be an important day for the globalists because it's the day that we start pre-sales on a new film. The first film InfoWars is released in more than 9 years. COVIDland exposes the globalist Great Reset corporate power grab. It goes over every facet of how they launched the fraud and how they're using it to take control of our society in their own words. This is the medicine to the globalist tyranny. This is the antidote to their new world order takeover. And it's only part one in a 5-part series that is going to be released within the next 6 months. Every month and a half or so, a new part of the series will be released. And the first part is incredibly powerful. You can secure yours now in the pre-order that's going to go for 3 weeks at InfoWarsStore.com. Or simply go to COVIDland.com. It'll take you directly to the subpage of InfoWarsStore.com where you can order the film for $19.95. and get a free copy of my seminal film, Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, for free. You can get a second copy of COVIDland, Part 1, the film, with another copy of Endgame for free for $29.95. So you have a copy for yourself, a copy to give others, and a copy of Endgame that predicted all of this, again, from the globalist own words. But on top of that, not just Endgame, but also COVIDland has a zero country code, meaning it works anywhere in the world, and you're authorized for educational purposes to make copies of COVIDland and, of course, Endgame as well, so you can give it to your friends, family, neighbors, air it on Access TV, air it on local TV, I don't care. It's free to air. We want this information to get out to the world. So take action now, expose the globalist plan, and we can stop these tyrants together. Secure your copy of COVIDland Part 1 today, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, and it starts shipping in 3 weeks from September 15th, 2021.
We will shut you down. We will cite you. And if we need to, we will arrest you, and we will take you to jail. The time for educating people into compliance is over. We're watching you, and we are going to take decisive action.
If you are not an essential business, I'm using my power as governor under an emergency declaration to order you to close.
New lockdowns are coming.
Is a documentary series about the global deception known as the COVID-19 pandemic, with key interviews from scientists, doctors, nurses, authors, and subject matter experts. we untangle the lies about the lockdowns, the face mask, and the so-called COVID.
See the full trailer at Man.Video. Stay with us.
There is very little contemporary study in the world of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I talk a lot about it on air, but it's got a name, and it's parallel societies, parallel civilization. What did Europeans do when they were tired of not having religious freedom and being burned at the stake if they were Protestants or whatever? They left Holland, they left the Netherlands, they left England, they left Scotland, Ireland, they came to the United States. That doesn't mean they didn't set up some of the same oppression they left. That's the way it works. But that's why we're always running from the establishment and then we end up becoming it. That's really the paradox, but we need that rebirth. And people come from all the world, whether it's Africa or Latin America or Asia, to escape the kingpins, the monopolies, the gangs that run their societies. But now we have a global government, a technocracy that spies on us and that ran a coup against Trump to remove him from office, claiming he wanted to use nuclear weapons when he didn't, to have the military already ready to take him out, as Pelosi bragged, and bragged she met and talked to Milley. That's all in the news, these claims. She bragged back at the time, oh, the military will remove him. Then she had them all parade out there, and she walked in front of the troops at the Capitol in that fascist symbol of bringing the troops into the Capitol, showing her power. Not since Julius Caesar have we seen that at a republic like this. So, Andrew Torba, I usually try to get him on. He's a very busy guy, and he's usually like, hey, you're doing great, but I can't come on right now. I'm watching so much stuff. But he called me this weekend. He said, I got something really exciting to talk about and exciting things at Gab. I said, absolutely. We've got to codify this. We've got to define this. We've got to move to do this because there's two tracks, really. Try to defeat the globalists, take our countries back, but that's looking really bad right now, isn't it, because they control all the regulators and law enforcement at the federal level. Or just withdraw from the system and start doing what they want. They want to bully us out of their big stores. They want to bully us off their systems. Let's start our own airline. There's a lot of folks with money could do that. If we get popular right away, they buy more planes. That's how innovation works. Or start our own social media network like Mr. Torb has done. So that's what he's getting at. I appreciate him from gab.com to center.com. Andrew Torba joining us. Left Silicon Valley in November 2016. Started his site. They've attacked. And now it is one of the only two or three successful sites out there that actually isn't censoring people, and it's like the internet was just 4 or 5 years ago, somewhat free. So, Andrew, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Alex. You know, it's been an interesting month. We had the New York Times, Washington Post, CNN, even Congress come after Gab. After I had, you know, thousands of people reaching out and saying, you know, my workplace, the military, you know, all these different places are forcing these vaccines or mandating these vaccines. What can we do? So I, you know, pulled together the resources that we have on Gab from people all over the world. And we came up with a bunch of different templates to provide people with religious exemption templates that they could use, whether they're Catholic or Protestant or Orthodox, to hopefully, you know, thwart these mandates. And, you know, the machine, the deep state machine, did not like that, so they started coming after Gab really hard. And I started to, you know, think about this concept more. I've been talking about building a parallel economy, building a parallel internet, and now I'm, you know, coming to the conclusion that really we have to build a parallel society. So what does that really look like? It looks like you know, maybe you're going to have to pull your kids out of school. Maybe you're going to have to get a new job. Maybe you're going to have to move somewhere else. It's going to be hard, but really, I see us as being the modern day pilgrims. Was it difficult for the pilgrims to up and leave and come to a new land and start fresh and start building something new? Of course. Was it difficult for, you know, first century Christians to spread the gospel, among hostile territories? Absolutely. But, you know, look at what we got because of that. We got the greatest country on the face of the earth because of what the pilgrims did, because of the courage that they had. And I think that we could do something similar now. If they don't want us to participate in their system, if they want us to inject ourselves with these vaccines. And by the way, the most interesting trend that I'm seeing now is people who did get the first vaccination and are now being, you know, questioning it. They're saying, wait a minute. I thought I was fully vaccinated, and now I'm going to have to be getting these booster shots and these twice daily pills and all this stuff. So, you know, a lot of the people that have already been vaccinated are starting to wake up as well, because, you know, in a few weeks, maybe in a few months, they'll be considered unvaccinated as well if they don't have the booster shot. So it's not just people who have outright refused the vaccination. It's people who also got the first dose of vaccination and now are saying, wait a minute, I'm not getting any more of these shots. This is ridiculous. I was sold a bill of goods and I was lied to and told that if I just got this one shot or these two shots that I'd be okay, I'd be able to go back to normal. And, you know, what we're quickly finding out is things are not going back to normal, and this is indefinite medical tyranny. So there's a lot of people waking up, and a lot of people are exiting the system. They're pulling their kids out of school. They're leaving their jobs. They're moving to different states that are more friendly to freedom. So, you know, this is this concept of a parallel society where, you know, the system and the deep state, they want us to fight back. They want us to get violent. They want us to try to attack them or, try to frame things in that way. That is not what we should do. What we should do is withdraw from their systems completely. Turn off the TV, pull your kids out of school, move to a different state.
And notice, Andrew, they know that's the power. They want a war. They say we're going to get violent. They keep pushing. Klaus Schwab says he wants to create a collapse all over the world and civil war by cutting resources off. Like, we're too dumb to know that. The answer is pull out of their system, put our resources together. And just like the Jews 3,000 years ago, leave Egypt, Exodus. And we may have to wander around for a while, but that's just the way it is.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what we need to do is we need to remain peaceful. We're builders, Alex. You know, we're critical thinkers, we're doers, we're builders. That is what people like us have always done throughout all of history. And it's time. We're at a critical point in history right now where we need to do that again. So, you know, we need to embrace the change. We need to embrace the ability for our, you know, that God gave us to build and to, create a new parallel society where we have our own social networks. We have our own version of the Internet.
And by the way, you kind of look like Miles Standish here, and you've already started. So this is a virtual Exodus you're doing. You're kind of a Miles Standish 2.0 here.
Sure. That's fine. I mean, this is not a new concept. It's been done many times before, but I believe that we're again at a point in time in history where it needs to be done right now. And really, they've left us no choice, right? So, you know, you see that, you know, they're mandating these vaccines, and I'm having a lot of people that are telling me that the religious exemption is working, but then I'm having also a lot of people telling me that it's not working, and they're not accepting, even though they're claiming that they're accepting religious exemptions, they're not allowing it. So those folks are, looking to start their own businesses. I've seen doctors that are saying, I'm leaving my hospital, I'm starting my own private practice. These things are happening. People are leaving the system and they are building. And what's going to be left in the system is these yes men who will go out and get the 15th booster shot in order to keep their job. And my heart goes out to these people. But, you know, really what the existing system is going to be left with is a lot of incompetent sheep. And, you know, with that type of, workforce and that type of quote-unquote talent in the system, that the existing system is inevitably going to collapse. It'll chug along for a little bit, but all of the smart, most talented people are going to be building this parallel society and building alternative new businesses that aren't going to pry into your healthcare privacy, that aren't going to force you to get this vaccine, that aren't going to go along with the mask mandates and all this stuff anymore. Those are the businesses that are going to thrive, and, you know, with free market forces, inevitably, those businesses are going to come up on top, and this new society, this parallel society that we're building, is going to become the dominant in society. It's going to take a little bit, but we can do it. We just have to start building. We have to start exiting the system. You know, delete your Facebook account. Stop watching the mainstream news networks. Pull your kids out of school where they're being indoctrinated and told they're evil because of their skin color and because of their political opinions, and they're being told to wear masks for 10 hours a day. We have to stop this madness. We have to say enough is enough. Enough of us need to say enough is enough. And I think we're at that point in history where we just have to start building, and we have to say, I'm done with this system. We're going to go our own way. We're going to move to states that, you know, embrace freedom and defend freedom. We're going to move to areas where we're around people who support our values, and we're going to support businesses and help build businesses that support our values.
And Andrew, let's expand on that. We're not the one holding the globalists hostage. They took over, they hijacked, they bought off the corporations, they bought off the government. They're trying to get us into a thing with gene therapy that destroys our immune systems and makes us really sick. They're taking over. They're making us dependent. They're putting us into bondage. And so we should pull out and not comply with their system. It's totally illegitimate. It's not just our right. It's our duty. And as you said, massive numbers of the people that took the first injections are pissed now because they got told two shots, you're totally protected. Now it's three, it's four, it's five. Oh, it's 10 a year. And now there's pills you got to take and an app to leave your house. This is such a dystopia, and people need to wake up and say no before they're totally in a prison and then it's too late to get out of it. Andrew Torbett, when we come back, I want to talk more about parallel civilization, parallel society, because the globalists are actually building their parallel society while they wreck ours. What you're saying is, let's pull out of their controlled demolition and save and rebuild what we can, but based on American values.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pound d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Gab.com. And he laughed when I said you're like Miles Standish that led the first pilgrim expedition here to the United States. You know, they had a few other expeditions like Jamestown, but they'd all been found basically killed and eaten by the natives. But this was the first successful mission. And what he is doing is trailblazing. And InfoWars is trailblazing. When listeners support the broadcast, it's trailblazing. When you go to Gab and visit our pages or Andrew's and you share the links, those places are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why they have the Republican Party of Texas wanting Gab shut down, just because it's like Facebook 5 years ago, and as long as you're not calling for murder or selling drugs, you can do it. Doesn't mean we agree with saying white people are inherently bad or black people are inherently bad, but there's a few people on there doing that. Hell, Democrats do it on national TV, but then they go, Gab needs to be brought down because they have speech. InfoWars needs to be brought down. It's so horrible. All the New York Times lies about WMDs on purpose. So that's what's happening. It's a revolutionary act to get involved in this mental exodus, spiritual exodus from the globalist. I never really liked Hollywood. Now I hate it. I never really liked Facebook. Now I hate it. And I only use those things and those venues to get the word out about what we're doing. But I don't marvel at it. I don't like it. I don't want acceptance by it. Look at a Hollywood star walk. They're all a bunch of crazy hypocrites. A bunch of frauds. So you're talking about a parallel society, Andrew. The globalists own their own private islands, their own castles, their own fortresses, their own 300,000-acre ranches that Bill Gates and people like Ted Turner have. But they say we should live in 200-square-foot coffin apartments. So they're already breaking away from us so they can carry out their operations. That's why it's important for us to basically pull out everywhere from their systems, though we're going to be in the world, not of their globalist world. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely, Alex. Ultimately, it comes down to, what is your freedom worth to you? To me, it's worth everything, right? So I want the freedom to worship in my church without permission from the state. I want the freedom to work without being forced to inject myself with a substance that I don't want in my body. I want the freedom to have a political opinion on the internet without being banned from banks and social networks. I want the freedom for my children to learn without having, this disgusting and unhealthy dirty mask over their face for 8 hours a day and being told that they're evil for their skin color. Now, are these freedoms worth making an effort to preserve and protect? I believe that they are. And that it's time to start acting like it, right? Like, we have to start doing something. They want us to get violent. That is not the approach that we need to take, because they will crush us, and they would have no other way. They would love to be able to have an excuse to annihilate us, right? That's what they want. So we cannot give in to that.
That's why they provocateur January 6th, and now we know Milley and all them were heavily involved. They were trying to have a coup against Trump. They planned on being way more violent, using their Q operatives to manipulate the small number of folks that did go in.
They want any excuse to destroy us, any excuse to shut us up, any excuse to ostracize us from society, and we're seeing that happen and unfold before our eyes. If they want to ostracize us from their society, fine. We will up and leave, and we will build our own new society that is grounded in Christian American values that have been at the forefront, at the ground, at the core of this country for hundreds of years. And we have tens of millions of people on our side, and more people are waking up every single day. Again, like I said, it's not just the quote-unquote unvaccinated, which they claim it's 80 million people. It's probably even more. Those numbers are probably bogus. But, it's also the people that got one or two shots that are saying, wait a minute, I was told world that if I got this, things would go back to normal. We look at Israel where they're on, you know, shot number four, I think it is. Their COVID cases are exploding. They're the most vaccinated country in the world. So clearly the vaccinations are not the solution here. It's all about control. It's about eliminating and pushing and ostracizing as much of us, as many of us as
possible. It's about divide and conquer. Let me ask you about this. Yeah. I saw this pushed on Facebook to me everywhere, saying a local TV station, we know those are the ones like the fake ivermectin story poisoning everybody, they use locals because they're more, more believable to the average people. But now we know Facebook and others were partnering with them, and it said, tell us about your loved ones that got sick or died because they didn't have the vaccine. No one responded out of 36,000 people, basically. Everybody else said, my dad had a heart attack, my sister died, my 12-year-old son just died, or 13-year-old. It was a nightmare of just absolute hell on earth of what happened to the people. Again, as of when this article I read this morning, 30-plus thousand respondents, 99% negative to WXYZ TV channel. And then, folks, that's a real TV channel, Channel 7. That's the level of people begging to have some place to tell about the hell they're discovering. What are you seeing as reports on Gab? Because I'm seeing funerals all over Austin of teenage boys and girls dying of heart attacks after they take this.
Yep, we're seeing this all over Gab. These people, they're trying to share their story on the big social networks, and they're getting censored, they're getting banned, and they're coming to Gab to share their story, where, of course, they're met with open arms from our community. And these stories are just heartbreaking. We're seeing a lot of young men who are having heart attacks, heart problems from this thing. There's risks that are just not being discussed. We have no long-term studies. They just want to force as many of us to take this vaccine as possible for a virus that, you know, the vast majority of the population has a 99% chance of surviving. So, you know, we have to understand that we have to give these people a voice, and we have to weigh the risk of, you know, injecting this stuff into our bodies when we have no long-term consequences, no long-term studies that we understand right now. And we're seeing these people flood on Gab that are sharing these stories like this. And I did see this one on Facebook. I'm actually surprised it didn't get removed yet. It probably has at this point. But, yeah, they asked for, you know, stories of people that, you know, had family members that had died or had problems with COVID. And every single comment was, no, actually, I had a family member that died or had severe problems or complications because of the vaccine. And we're seeing more and more of these stories. So, you know, and then you'll have the New York Times call me a disinformation agent for literally just telling and sharing these stories of these people that are telling these stories on Gab.
And let's talk about how important it is to support Gab and to support InfoWars and some of the other groups out there that don't see censoring like Rumble. But you've got the most multifaceted group out there right now. We're not in competition. The more the merrier. Take Ernest Ramirez. I didn't even know, he didn't complain when he was on my show, that they had banned his GoFundMe just to raise money to try to put ads on the internet to tell people about his son and to warn people to check his son was in good health, started to play basketball, had a heart attack 5 days after the Moderna shot. And they won't even let him on their Facebook, blocked him, and said, you can't show your local Fox News clip about your dead son. I mean, that is so damn criminal.
Yeah. GoFundMe is horrible. I would recommend that people use GiveSendGo, which is the Christian GoFundMe alternative. You know, they're on Gab. We've seen a lot of Gabbers use them instead of GoFundMe. GoFundMe is just highly politicized. If you're raising money for anything that goes against the narrative of the machine, then it's going to get removed. But I mean, Gab is fully supported by our users. We're launching our advertising program, and we're seeing small businesses and business owners on Gab that are doing phenomenally well with that. And, you know, it's part of building this alternative society, this alternative economy. So people are starting, they're emailing me and they're saying, hey, I'm leaving my job. I'm starting my own business. I want to advertise on Gab to help get the word out and help get this started. And we'd love to see that. We're also going to be launching a marketplace later this year to compete with Facebook Marketplace, eBay, Craigslist, all of those guys to help commerce happen on Gab. That is, you know, what we're building here is this infrastructure for an alternative parallel society, alternative parallel economy, where, you know, you don't have to get injected with something in order to run a business. So that's
and there's the article, Building Infrastructure for a Parallel Digital Economy. That's it. Gab, just search for Parallel Economy. We'll be right back to talk about something really positive that's coming out of all of this. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure
what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports brought by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Alex Jones.
So I talked about this some Friday on air. I had talked to several Texas doctors that run major remdesivir counter systems, which is the Regeneron. It's the remdesivir that's got a 50-some% chance, 58% chance of killing you if you have COVID and you take it. But that's the thing Fauci pushes. The thing that in studies and tests is actually approved and went through all the process is Regeneron. But you got to get it early because the stuff already does the damage to your lungs. And whatever they're putting out there now is a lot more serious than the COVID we saw last year. That was mainly hype. A lot of scientists think it's being shed off the virus. Others say it's a bioweapon. They released another strain. And look how it popped up in Texas and Florida, the places the globalists are targeting. But censorship isn't just about political stuff. It's about big tech merging with big pharma. And it's about once they've merged, which they've done, then they have a stake in suppressing people for profits. But also it's about depopulation. And Google and Facebook both invested at the Wuhan lab with Peter Daszak. And then you had the head lab lady under Daszak running the Facebook global response to COVID. That's why they were so bold to cook this up, and the evidence is overwhelming, released it on purpose. It wasn't an accidental leak. It was because they had control of the media and big tech and of the regulators, and they could get away with it. And you see the power they've used lockstep worldwide to take over. So look at this latest article on Infowars.com. Biden and men limiting supply of monoclonal antibodies in 7 southern states under guise of preventing a shortage. Even though there's 500 million doses, it only takes one dose, more than enough for every American, and then some, over 150 million extra. And we first got reports this last week. Now the article links to local news in Texas and other states where indeed they are not letting people have it. They're also blocking these GlaxoSmithKline ones, which are not as good. That's only one antibody. Regeneron has two. So I've talked to a lot of medical doctors that don't sell it, but are actually involved in it, and those that actually run these operations. So I don't know of any side effects it has. I'm sure it probably does. Everything does in this world. But it's actually been proven to have a 70-plus percent savior rate of folks that are already actually sick with it. It's like 99% of you just got it. So regardless, ladies and gentlemen, this is the level of censorship, censoring ivermectin, censoring hydroxychloroquine, censoring vitamin D, censoring zinc, censoring that natural immunity is 13 to 27 times better for COVID in the Israeli study, and others show similar numbers. So this is about life and death. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Andrew Torba, that's the bad news. I want you to elaborate on that if you like, but also good news. America and other countries that are freer were founded from persecution. So we've lost our way, but a large part of us haven't. We're going to recreate that. And I know they've lit a fire under you. They've lit a fire under me to work harder, to be more focused than ever. And the fact that now it's out in the open and they're openly trying to enslave us. And I think they've bit off more than they chew. And I know they launched this global attack because they were losing control already with Trump and Bolsonaro and all the other movements. And so this was their lockstep plan to get control again. They admit that. So the fact that they were forced to do something this out of control shows me how really weak they are. This is all going to be a real opportunity. I'm not in this to, quote, just make money. I want to be free. But so many folks say, man, I wish I'd have known about that long beforehand. Now, this is a rant, but I want you to elaborate on it. Well, this is the whole future, the whole Renaissance, the whole world. The money will be in patriot communities. The money will be in Christian communities. The whole future of innovation and prosperity and freedom is going to be freedom. All the fake tech and all the bots and all that is crap if humans aren't interfacing with it. So if the people interfacing with it aren't free, it has zero value. The whole future is freedom, and we're promoting freedom. So everybody should get on board, because where the globalists are taking us is total destruction. Why wouldn't everybody just say no to the short-term profit of being a slave in a system and instead take up the chance to be trailblazers into the future and be the new builders that launch the new civilization, and people will look back on what we did as an example to the future?
Absolutely, Alex. You know, now is the time to start building. I've been saying this for 5 years. This is what we've been doing here for 5 years. This is what you've been doing for 20-plus years, is going our own way, trailblazing. Someone has to knock over that first domino. Someone has to carry that cross up the hill, and we have to start doing it right now. We don't realize how much purchasing power we have, how much power we have just in where we spend our time and how we spend our time. You know, we don't have to, change the whole system from the inside out. I think it's beyond saving at this point. We need to just start new, start building from scratch. And, you know, the good news is that, you know, we are Americans. This is in our blood. This is in our souls. We're builders. We're conquerors. We get things done. We have built the greatest country on the face of the planet in the history of humanity, and we can do it again. We can start over and build from scratch if we unite together as one and start building and start working on this parallel society. It's not going to happen. We're not going to be able to overtake these institutions. They're fully captured by the enemy, and it's time to accept that. So, you know, stop sending your kids to these schools that are fully captured. Stop watching TV programs and entertainment and all this other stuff that is fully captured and is just pumping, you know, lies and propaganda and nonsense in your face 24/7 to demoralize you. You have to take back control of your own home and of your own life and of your own backyard. I've been talking about this a lot as well. We have to recapture our own towns, our own cities, our own neighborhoods. We're so focused, we're so consumed on the day-to-day drama that's going on in D.C. when most of it really does not have that big of an impact on our lives day-to-day. Where we do have a big day-to-day impact is what's going on in our city council, what's going on at our local school board. Go show up. Get involved in local politics. Run for school.
That's right. They're trying to force-inject you. They're trying to create critical race theory. The whole Afghanistan thing was just to discredit peace and be a big distraction. They want Biden to be a distraction. He's just a puppet as well. Exactly. It's all a big drama. You know, the $50,000 a plate Democrat function. She's wearing a designer dress about tax the rich while all the servants got to wear a mask. I mean, this is Rome in decline. This is Marie Antoinette hours before the storming of the Bastille. This is the end of this global empire and their Ponzi scheme. They want it to be the end of us and their great reset. It'll be the great reset of them if we simply stop complying.
Absolutely. You know, it's spend 3 days talking about the dress that AOC wore at the Met Gala with the elites instead of, holy cow, people are being fired. People are being forced to choose between providing from their families and being injected with this experimental substance that they don't want in their bodies. This is a huge deal, and nobody's talking about it. Everybody's so distracted by these nuances of this political drama at the national level, and you know, what did AOC tweet today? What dress is she wearing? That is not what's important. What's important is that, you know, 100 million people are about to, you know, play the biggest game of chicken this country has ever seen with their employer, or, you know, if they're running their business, they're going to have to fire some people in order to comply with this. And by the way, you know, Biden starts with, oh, well, anyone with over 100 employees. Well, what's next? Next, it's going to be 25. Next, it's going to be in order to run a business in the United States of America, every single one of your employees has to be vaccinated. There is no end to this slippery slope. They're going to keep pushing the limits as far as they can until we say enough is enough. And that's the point that we're at right now.
I totally agree. We've gone over the slippery slope, and the parachute is pulling out of the system as much as we can, spiritually, then mentally, then physically, and the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a single step. Again, people should go read your articles at gab.com. Andrew Torba, where's the best place to find your excellent articles about the Exodus? Or I should just post them both at Infowars.com with links to you as well. Everybody needs to share these. This is information warfare. Tell us the name of the articles again. The Parallel Society, just say nay.
Yeah, it's news.gab.com. That's our blog where all these articles can be found. And I've got some great responses on them. People are really enjoying these reads, and they need to be shared with other people, too. These ideas need to be shared. You can take, I don't care if you give me credit or not, just get these ideas out there, and we need more people talking about this stuff.
We're already making a shirt that says, come and vax me instead of come and take it. But if you say, I'm going to put one out with that design right there. I love that where it says, can you guys put up the vaccine thing up again? That was really, really powerful. You guys just showed. Where it says, come and make me. I mean, this is so anti-human, so ridiculous, so over the top, so ridiculous. Andrew Torba, thank you so much.
Thank you, Alex. Always a pleasure.
There it is. What does a parallel society look like? I'm making a T-shirt out of this. He said, use it. Come and make me. Let me say something to you during the break, Andrew, because I want to advertise with you guys to reach the most hardcore people that are on Gab. Very exciting. We want to see Gab explode. We want to see it be a $1 billion company. We want to see the enemy defeated in the free market. That's why big tech is so scared. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Because our analysis of their operations and their criminal activity and their stay-behind networks trying to overthrow Trump and spy on him were so deadly on target that if that gets to Congress or other people that are not that intelligent, it'll be over with the New World Order. But they want Andrew Torba off because he's got the biggest, most successful system, Gab, that gets better and better under massive attack, because they don't want you having any communication when they carry out their globalist op. And they say that now in Congress, and they say that in the state of Texas. Over for free speech, but not Gab, because they allow people to, you know, say whatever they want as long as it's not violent. Well, that's freedom. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Torba is at such the center of this. I was about to say bye to him and cover a bunch of news. I said, how are you doing? He said, well, the German government's coming after us. I totally forgot the German government's trying to shut Gab down. So this is globalism, folks, with our free speech gone. It's not just big tech censoring us, it's foreign governments. So Andrew Torba from Gab.com, tell us about that.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to stay for another segment because I forgot to bring this up. This is breaking news as of this afternoon, actually. The German government has been coming at us for about a year now and trying to force us to comply with their draconian censorship laws. Now, obviously, we're not going to do that. So now they're coming after us with these fines of tens of thousands of euros and other legal action. And basically, I've been talking to our lawyers this week, and they said that we have more or less three options. We can obey German censorship laws and start censoring German content that the government doesn't like, which obviously we're not going to do. That's not going to happen. We can disobey German censorship and basically ignore this and try to pick a fight with an entire nation state. You know, it's a small tech startup. I basically wouldn't be able to leave the U.S. ever again. They'd come after us from every possible angle through state-sponsored deplatforming and really Lord knows what else. Or we could cease providing the service in Germany by blocking German IPs. And, of course, many Germans are already using VPNs and other ways to access GAB. So I think that is probably our best option at this point, is to just block German IPs in order to be in compliance and get the entire nation state of Germany off our back as this small tech startup here.
Well, I had just seen an article a week ago where they mentioned you and others in the German state was looking at you. They're already fining you? This has already started, and this is breaking.
Yeah, they're coming after us hard, Ox. I mean, we got sent, they sent a huge packet of all these laws and all this stuff that we're breaking. So, they're coming after us hard. And, you know, unfortunately, we don't have the resources to take on an entire nation state right now. So, you know, according to our lawyers, our best course of action right now is to block, German IPs temporarily until we can figure a better solution out.
But then it'll be your fault when they use other systems to get around it. This is the tyranny of world government. We're already living in it. For those that don't know, they go on live on Facebook feeds and SWAT team doctors that tell people about vitamin C and vitamin D, and they attack women with German shepherds and police horses and blow their eyeballs out with high-powered water cannons. I mean, Germany is a hellish place again.
It's absolute madness. And, you know, the fact that they're concerned about us, we have German users, certainly, but not that many. I mean, we're primarily a U.S.-based English-speaking website. So the fact that they're that focused on us is really something. It maybe tells me that we're more of a threat than we think that we are over in Germany.
Well, look how big you've gotten in Brazil. I mean, come on. You are exploding. They're scared of you. These are tyrants. Everybody should rally behind you.
Yeah, it's unfortunate what's going on, but, you know, like I said, at this time, we don't have the resources to take on an entire nation state, so we have to do what we have to do, and I think that the Germans will figure out how to get around this, the German people. And, you know, it's just something that I wanted to be fully transparent with our community about, because under no circumstances are we going to, you know, start censoring on behalf of a foreign government. You know, we have the foreign governments reach out all the time trying to get us to censor stuff and hand over user data and all this stuff, and, you know, we tell them to get lost all the time, but now they're, you know, Germany is really starting to bring down the hammer. So,
well, yeah, let's talk about Australia. They've done a regulatory from the Crown Director General. So it shows that the legislature, the parliament's just puppet, just like Canada. People think they're free. But their Governor General has come out and said, we're just going to read everybody's private texts and emails and social media without asking, and we'll pose as you and send out messages if we want, saying don't go to a demonstration. So they said, we'll take your identity too, and then 5 years in jail if we want. I mean, Australia is like the new North Korea, but with a Western civilization they're feeding on. I mean, this is unbelievable.
It's absolutely crazy, and I think that we're going to start to see more and more of this balkanization of the internet and of the West in general. And unless we start to break off and build right now, you know, we're not going to have anything. There's just going to be ash. So, you know, we need to start building our own parallel societies and, you know, our own parallel internet and fighting back against this. It's the only way forward, because it's just going to get worse and worse. You know, we've already given them, over the past 2 years, we've given them too much of our freedoms. We've given them too much of our liberty. And now they're getting bolder and bolder by the day, and they're pushing further and further. And it's just, it's not going to stop until, you know, they eliminate us all, or we're all in jail, or worse. So
that's right. This is real tyranny. And Andrew, in closing, people have to really let that sink in and understand that this is a global medical depopulation tyranny, in their own words. And I think people now see that I wasn't exaggerating years ago, that they really mean to implement every bit of what they've set up. And so that's why it's resist or die, isn't it?
Absolutely, Alex. Turn off the football game. Turn off the Netflix. Turn off the mainstream media news. Start building. Start caring about the future for your kids, the future for our country. Now is the time. Stop being distracted by the enemy's distractions and start building. That would be my message.
General Milley, thank you so much, Andrew. Amazing job, BM.com. General Milley has put out a statement. I'll tell you about it. The next 15 minutes that Jay Dyer is going to be taking over. General Milley has come out with a statement. There goes Andrew Torbo of Gab.com. Let me just say something here before I hit all this other news that's breaking. There's so much, my head's spinning. Guys, print me the latest article. It's from Zero Hedge. He's come out and made a statement. We'll post it on InfoWars, ZeroHedge.com. Let me just explain something here. Let me explain why the globalists are doing this. They're satanic, they're evil, they're jealous, they're into themselves, they're selfish. But they believe because of advanced technologies, we're going to reach an Atlantean moment, whether Atlantis existed or not, a new Atlantis moment where we blow ourselves up because of our technology. But then they're the ones proliferating all the dangerous stuff at the same time and destabilizing things. But that's their excuse. We've got to get rid of people to save the Earth. We've got to have a total tyranny, total surveillance of AI so that, you know, rogue states don't create a bioweapon that kills everybody. So we'll release a small bioweapon to train everybody to lock down during a crisis. This is all a global drill. You'll be rewarded for carrying it out. That's what they told them. I've had people that served heads of state, Hillary Clinton, Merkel, you name it, on this show. I've had three-star generals on the show who said they're going to release a weapon and use it to lock stuff down and control society. And then it's in the documents. So you got to come to grips with this. You know, see this cell phone right here? It tracks you, it controls you. I put it in a Faraday cage when I don't use it. And I've got the apps and all that stuff turned off, but it's still a very dangerous Trojan horse tool. It's a dangerous weapon. Like George Washington said, government is like fire, a dangerous servant and a fearful master. But do you understand that the Apple iPhone, they estimate, has $200 billion of investment just in the development of it? It's a trillion-plus dollar company. $200 billion just to do all this. So, yeah, I could dial in if I had a Facebook or YouTube and go live and all this great technology. That's billions of dollars of research. We don't have all that. We've got to pay millions of dollars per quarter in bandwidth. We've got to pay millions to have our own systems and our own interfaces and our own encoders. And we're trying to build a bunch of that with money right now. And we've got a whole bunch of stuff constructed and almost ready. And like I said, I'd already have my house sold if the freeze didn't break the pipes and flood some of it. So that's getting fixed. I'm going to take that money with pleasure. My goal is to have basically nothing. Everything put into this place, everything expended in the fight. We got a bunch of other resistance going on. So I need you to help us. I need you to word of mouth spread the word. I need you to support all the other great folks we've got by word of mouth, like Gab. And I need you for your own self to get products you need. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's a great way to trigger leftists. And we've come up with a new T-shirt. We put it on screen for folks. It says, "I hate Alex Jones." And then on the back, it says, "Don't visit InfoWars.com." And then there's our great Don't Tread on Me new design with the American flag and a rattlesnake. I think that's awesome as well. But we've got a new, if you go to InfoWarsStore.com, you can see it, the new Alex Jones. I hate Alex Jones. And then on the back, the same T-shirt says, "Don't visit InfoWars.com." It's a really good-looking T-shirt. I'm really, really proud of it. Now click the back for me. Thanks. And I just hope everybody gets it. That way, you can be incognito, you can be around them, you can hear what they have to say, and they're so into themselves, they're going to actually believe it's real, but it's going to make them visit the website. Don't visit InfoWars.com, and I hate Alex Jones. It's a new shirt. Notice it's $9.95. The shirt cost us, it's on good fabric and printed in America. We printed it in China, and it'll be $3. The shirt cost us about $7. After everything else, costs us $9. So, it's $9.95. All the shirts are at cost. Whatever they cost, it's a big T-shirt sale, including our new shirt. I hate Alex Jones. Get it. Oh, there's the new shirt I'm talking about, too. Come and take it with a big vaccine injector on it. And Trump won. And so much more.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.